it's certainly unfortunate that elderly people are being attacked in their homes. Certainly, we wouldn't say that they can go around randomly and attack. We would hope that at some stage that we will catch up with them. We are working hard. We have a lot of work put into work, and hopefully we will have results fairly soon. At this stage, we're satisfied that we have a fair idea who the gang members are. We believe there's about six people involved, and we believe that they are operating out of this area, and they're not all from the area where the attacks took place, but at least one of them is. Like, if you take all of the attacks took place in rural and sometimes isolated locations, and, you know, they had to have good local knowledge to get there. They had to have good local knowledge to get away from there. So definitely they had some knowledge of the area. Now, that all knowledge could be built up prior to the attack. It could be, you know, somebody out scouting and get that information. But again, when those people are out scouting and that, somebody must see this suspicious activity. And if they could contact the guards, it would save a lot of problems.